This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Democratic U.S. Congressmen Ed Perlmutter and Joe Neguse recently welcomed members of the House and Science Committee to tour Colorado's world-class labs. Neguse says one highlight was seeing the state's fire forecasting technology.
The ways in which better forecasting and some other tools that the labs that I just described are working on could be brought to bear to ultimately save lives, to better protect our communities in light of the growing threat of wildfires across the Front Range and indeed the Rocky Mountain West.
U.S. lawmakers also spoke with employees of the National Center for Atmospheric Research, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and the National Weather Service. Local Colorado Springs businesses and economics experts focused on the changes and challenges created by population growth in the city during a recent El Pomar Foundation event. Tatiana Bailey directs the UCCS Economic Forum. She says during the last several decades, the Colorado Springs economy has diversified beyond call center and military jobs.
Any economist will tell you that's a good thing. You don't want all your eggs in one basket.
She says there's a wide array of industries, including technical, healthcare, and construction. But she says as the population ages, access to education is necessary to continue to support robust business growth. The Colorado Avalanche will try to advance to the next round of the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. They've beaten the Nashville Predators 3 games in a row and need one more win to move on. The Avs starting goalie Darcy Kemper will not play after he was hit in the face with a stick and had to leave Saturday's game. Tonight's game starts at 7:30 in Nashville. Right now in Denver, it's 69 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.